Mad Marv's Notebook for August 22nd, 2012. 1 week to Dragon Con, and now it's time for me to figure out what I'm going to pack to take on the trip. Let's see, this time I'm going to actually take a real suitcase rather than try and cram everything into my carry-ons and get burned by it not fitting in the carry-on space. So I think I can actually fit a tripod and maybe some other gear. Wondering what I should take. Camera wise, just gonna probably take two bodies and maybe three lenses. Depends if I have more room in my carry-on than I normally do. And I've been debating whether or not I should leave my laptop at home. I really want to leave the laptop at home and kind of just wing it with a tablet and phone, but I don't think I can really pull it off. The big thing that's really nagging at me is I want to back up my photos before I get on a plane. And to do that, it looks like I'm really going to have to use a real computer and not try and putz around with the external hard drive on a tablet. As simple as it seems to be, for some reason, you know, tablets, or at least Android, can't seem to copy like 20 or 30 gigabytes at a time. I'm not sure why. It seems like it should do it straightforward, right? Last year I ended up shooting, 50 plus gigabytes of photos over the weekend. What else am I going to pack? Yeah, well, I'll figure it out. I think I still have my packing list from last year somewhere. And what else happening? Oh yeah, I tried natto for the first time today. And if you're not familiar with that, it's a Japanese dish. It's made out of a soybean curd that's been fermented. And it's kind of a squishy, slimy little thing that has this horrible gag reflex taste. And supposedly goes well on hot rice. But I couldn't make myself swallow it. And the funny thing is, at the time I didn't know I was eating natto. It was a little... There's this new buffet that opened downstairs from where I work, and they had a special $11 lunch buffet special, and so I went down there just to try it out, and I figured it was on the sushi tray with all the other sushi, but apparently it's natto on sushi rice, and boy is that thing horrid. Yeah, I definitely know now why it's the single worst food. Legitimate food thing that some people actually do eat, but it's terrible. If you ever get caught in losing a bet, make sure you don't end up having to eat natto. But and the irony of it all, it is good for you, supposedly. It's all vegetarian and stuff. Let's see, what else is going on with me? I'm stuck here at work right now trying to catch up on that really big project deadline that got pushed back to next week. Actually, it got pushed back to September 5th or 7th, which is going to be right in the middle of my trip, so someone else is going to have to pick up where I leave off. And we do have maybe three or four people who are working on this job, but right now I think I might be the bottleneck in the production. So I got to get back to designing these roadways and getting the model built. Then I can hand off to someone else to have them set up the sheets. On that note, I guess I better get back to work. I'll talk to you tomorrow.